following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Steven Stamkos, the three finalists for the Hart Trophy as NHL Most Valuable Player.
If you're shopping for a used car, you need to put the Carfax on your team. A Carfax report can help you find a great car at the right price, so you can buy with more confidence. Just say, show me the Carfax. Ask your dealer or go to Carfax.com.
It's the Herd. In today's digital world, the most effective companies need to continually adapt to ever-changing conditions. Collaborating with clients and coworkers, sending and sharing important documents, all need to be done in real time, securely, and completely under your control. That's why we recommend ShareFile by Citrix. It's secure, and a file-sharing solution built specifically for business offers a full suite of desktop and mobile options that enable businesses to easily collaborate from anywhere, anytime, including an Outlook plug-in option that allows users to easily send and receive files of almost any size directly from your email Outlook. You no longer need to wonder if a file is too big to send. ShareFile is the perfect solution for any business. Right now, a special risk-free offer for my listeners. 30-day free trial, plus double storage. Remember to get my special offer. Visit ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, enter the name Colin, C-O-L-I-N. ShareFile.com, click on the mic, and type in the name Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on this beautiful, sunny Friday here in central Nebraska. And I just want to start this off right now. We're at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, and in just a little bit, we're going to announce the winner of our NFL Draft Pick'em Contest. Thanks to everyone that entered. They're going to get free lunch here every week for a year. We've got some great other prizes that we're going to be talking about as well. But, Daddy, you know, last night, I thought I saw you on television 32 times. 32 times I thought I saw you. Is that accurate?
I was much lower than that, I think.
I thought I saw you on there 32 times because every time that they introduced, and with the second overall pick, Robert Griffin III, there were 32 uncomfortable man hugs with the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and I thought I saw you 32 times.
You know what? I thought the handshake was at Poe. They kind of had it down. I thought it was excellent. I thought the commissioner looked very, very hip. For a very, very white man. I thought he fit in very, very well. I thought it was a fun night. All the trades kind of made it intriguing. I love when you couldn't see who was on the phone. I love when Mike Mayock and Mel Kiper and Todd McShay call out who they think is going to pick, and then none of those names are even mentioned. I love when that happens. Those guys have put their heart and soul. So many hundreds and hundreds of hours have went into this, and they have no idea. That was the fun part. That made the draft a lot more fun to watch, I think, for the casual fan.
Overall, your thoughts? I know that Jeff, our producer, who took care of grading all of our NFL draft pick'em contest entries, when the trade went up for Trent Richardson, it kind of threw everything off from that point on. Justin Blackmon then moves up. Tampa Bay moves down. 8 trades yesterday. But obviously, I've got to ask you, because I'm guessing we'll be getting some emails here to the Dent Popper inbox. I thought maybe Cincinnati. I thought maybe Oakland. But no, you can never forget the idiocy of Jerry Jones getting the guy that scored a 4 on a Wonderlic.
Okay.
Thanks, Morris Claiborne. And then he proved his intelligence in the post interview.
That's fine. We can go totally say the guy's the moron and probably can't spell gold chain, but he'll have a lot of them by week's end, okay? That's fine. But he's got the second highest grade of anybody in the combine next to Deion Sanders. Okay, after hearing that, I'm going to reserve judgment. Maybe they're this high. There was nobody else they've ever had a bigger consensus on in that war room at Dallas. And Lord knows we made some bad picks and haven't always got the best drafts year in and year out. But when they say stuff like that, I'm going to cut him some slack. I'm going to, you know what, he played in a multiple scheme at LSU. He comes to Dallas. He's going to get a chance to get on the field right away. At least he's going to play every down. He's not Bruce Irvin at Seattle that's not going to play every down. I think that's critical, and I think they got a real playmaker. I'm gonna wait. I'm not going to hammer the Cowboys. And I hate, you know, it's like the fantasy football draft, Doug. When you're in the fifth round, somebody goes, good pick. You don't know that yet.
No Huskers taken to the first round for the first time since 2009. Levante David should.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Being able to attach a face to a name is very important. It enhances our relationships, the way we do business. But unfortunately, meeting all of your clients and colleagues in person can be impossible. You live on one coast, I live on another. That's why we recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Let you meet face-to-face anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can see your attendees eye-to-eye. You're in Santa Barbara, they're in Albany, New York, while collaborating on documents in real time. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. GoToMeeting, so easy to use. iPad users, just download the free GoToMeeting app to join. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. There's a special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Be sure to use the promo code Colin, because being able to attach a face to a name in business is crucial.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
In last year's Kentucky Derby, Animal Kingdom made history with his upset victory.
Here's Nero on the outside, and Animal Kingdom is pouncing late for the John Velasquez. It's now Animal Kingdom on the outside, who goes the lead for John Velasquez, and he's going clear by two lengths and running to the line. Animal Kingdom wins the Derby!
Don't miss your chance to hear history. The 138th Kentucky Derby, Saturday, May 5th.
Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, skies will be cloudy and we'll see showers and storms with southeast winds 15 to 30, temperatures steady in the upper 50s. Tonight we'll see showers and storms through the evening, then clearing skies, lows in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here from Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. The weather having a little fun with us this morning, but we want you to come on up. Enjoy lunch today. Daily lunch specials under $6 every day here at Jersey's, and a wide variety. You can get a pizza, you can get a burger. They've got a great menu up here if you haven't had a chance to check out Jersey's lately, or if it's your favorite spot every day, come on up and enjoy today, because if you're supposed to be working outside, I'm guessing you're not working outside today. Doug and Daddy here on ESPN Radio. Marcel Jones, former Husker, going to join us on the show. Monty Hankey scheduled to join us on the show from Fodder Park as well tomorrow. Well, the Bosselman will be run. But, Daddy, we were talking about no Huskers going yesterday, and a handful of them could go today. We expect David to go right away, and then possibly Crick and Dennard, because they're anywhere from late second to fourth round on most draft boards.
Yeah, and I think that's exciting. I think people are hearing such bad things about, well, Dennard's problems off the field, and then Crick supposedly falling on a lot of people's draft boards up until as late as yesterday, Draft Tracker moving him into the fifth or sixth round, and people are shaking their heads. But you look on Fox this morning, looks like about 13th, I believe. 11th to 13th was where Levante was slated to go there. Mel Kiper, he's third, so that's good news for him. And then Crick was right behind him, five picks, according to Fox this morning. So that's good news for him. And then about 15 picks behind him was Dennard. So could see all three of them going. That'd be fun.
And Marcell Jones, really kind of a seventh-round pick for most folks. So we'll see how he goes on Saturday. And, of course, complete draft coverage right here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, 5 o'clock coverage begins, 6 o'clock just after that. That's when the clock starts rolling. Okay, ESPN Dallas now reporting that Morris Claiborne says he blew off the Wonderlic. Here's his quote, Tony. I mean, I looked on the test and wasn't nothing on the test that came with football, so I pretty much blew the test off. I want a first-round draft pick on my team that blew off. He's got one thing to worry about, getting drafted. He had something better to do.
But it didn't affect his draft stock, Doug. So I guess you don't have to worry about things. If you're that talented, I guess you don't have to worry about things like that.
It tells me that he's not smart and he's lazy. That's what it tells me. I don't want the guy on my football team.
Well, those guys spent a lot more time with Morris Claiborne than you did. I'm gonna trust the Dallas Cowboys. I'm gonna trust what they say.
Okay, then Tony Romo's the quarterback. Okay.
Well,
that's the end of that discussion. Then I've taken care of it. It's great. NBA playoffs begin tonight as well. Kobe Bryant didn't play last night, and we've got to make our picks of the NBA playoffs as well. Orlando plays Indiana. They're the only higher seed that won the season series.
But Orlando, yeah, they won that season series. They also had Dwight Howard when they won that season series. So they're going to be bounced early. I can't see them advancing without him. Often you have the surgery. There's really you got four teams that can win this deal, don't you?
I mean, and Miami's already complaining that Sunday afternoon is the prime time slot. The prime time slot does not go to them. They have to start their series tomorrow, and it'll be right here on ESPN with the Knicks.
You know, but if you like Miami, that's great, and you think LeBron's going to get it. First of all, it's them in Chicago. Boom. They move out. And then in the West, it's the Spurs, and it's Oklahoma City. And if you think it's going to be Durant and them, don't forget the Spurs are right there as hot as anybody playing right now. I think those four teams are heavily, heavily favored. I can't see anybody upsetting those teams getting there. And people, Ray Allen's out for the Celtics, hasn't played the last 9 games. Probably going to be out to start this deal. So what do you do? I mean, if they're not 100%, they have no shot to beat those teams.
Here are the four series that get going tomorrow. Your Saturday series begin with Philadelphia at Chicago against the Bulls. That's a 12 noon tip-off. That's the first game tomorrow. New York is at Miami. Also on Saturday, the defending champions, Dallas, will take on Oklahoma City in an intriguing first-round matchup. That wraps up Saturday action. Also tomorrow, Orlando is at Indiana. Sunday, Utah is at San Antonio. You've also got the Clippers at Memphis, Denver at the Lakers, and Boston is at Atlanta. And we'll make our NBA picks a little bit later on in the program. But Charlotte lost last night, making them the worst team in NBA history according to winning percentage. Again, with the shortened season, they didn't get a chance to break Philadelphia's record in 1973 of going, 9-73 or something like that. They went 7-59 and lost 23 in a row.
Yeah, Michael Jordan really, really struggling on the management side of things. How they can get that turned around, it's going to take some time. That's just an ugly situation right now.
Breaking news as well from yesterday. Hastings College announced their new athletic director in Jerry Schmutty, who's been with Morningside the last 11 years. He was also a coach there for 12 years, 194 wins, the winningest men's basketball coach in school history. He takes over for Ian Roberts, who announced that he is going to be retiring.
Well, welcome to Hastings. So obviously the success, and there's a lot of people applied for that job, I'm sure. So congratulations to him.
Loper softball team will be playing at this hour in Denver in the second round of the RMAC tournament. They get the 8 seed who upset the number 1 seed yesterday in Colorado Mesa. Hastings baseball is supposed to host UNK on the road. Nebraska is supposed to host, but this weather doesn't look conducive to anybody playing anything outside today.
No, does it even look conducive to running the horses today? Seriously, you get your biggest race of the year tomorrow. Do they want to open up the track? If it's going to pour rain this afternoon, be interesting to see. We'll have the latest for you. If something happens, there's an announcement. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio.
Well, I know. Also, Daddy, you know, Steve Anderson, he's smiling over there. The odds on the nuts are going to go down if it's rain and muddy track.
Yeah, you're right. The nuts won it in the mud the last time. And we'll see what Monty Hinke thinks about his horse's chance in the mud tomorrow in the Bosselman.
We'll be talking to him in the second half of the program today. Marcel Jones is going to join us coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show as well here on ESPN Radio. But, folks, don't forget that Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend, or you can – of course, you can take care of it inside on a day like this. But, Daddy, whether you're watching the NBA, the excitement of the NHL, or just the NFL draft, Troutman's going to take care of you. And it's bacon time. Peppered bacon pork loin fillets, $4.99 a pound. Boneless and skinless chicken breast grillers wrapped in bacon with Troutman's Southwest sauce. Chuck shoulder tender medallions, $8.09 a pound. How about this for you? Fresh bell pepper onion brats.
Don't get any better than that. I'm telling you, the State Fair brought much like that. That's my favorite. I'd love to try them.
Graduation is right around the corner, and Troutman's has your meats and fixings like pulled pork, shredded beef, sliced brisket, salads, maybe about 10 jars of beans.
They've got it all. I mean, I don't know why you need to go anywhere else, really.
You know, you're getting maybe your youngster a little mini fridge or freezer to send them off to college or to their new life if they've taken a job right out of high school. Doesn't do you any good to give them a freezer if there's nothing in it. Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend, and they're going to take care of you.
Douglas, with the NBA action going, are you paying more attention this weekend, NFL draft, NBA baseball? Does the NFL draft still take center stage for you?
It will over the NBA because it's so early and so many games and the playoffs are so long. Yes, I will continue to pay attention to what's going on with the NFL draft because you want to pay attention to when the Nebraska guys go, if Noah Keller gets selected, if by some reason one of the UNK kids gets picked in the late in the seventh round, or just the guys you're used to seeing. Some of them still left over from the Big 12 and the new guys in the Big 10. Four guys went from the Big 10, but between 23 and 32 last night.
Well, it was basically the Alabama and LSU show, really, when those Alabama guys go. Plus, Upshaw's still on the board there, too. Did not get selected. So, still a lot of SEC flavor there last night.
Well, Daddy, I think maybe it's time to tell everybody who our winner is in our NFL Draft Pick'em contest. Thanks to all the folks who sent us their entries. And, you know, there were a few people that got a few people right. That's all that matters.
Well, there's one person that got a lot of people right. Well, not a lot of people because it's tough. The way we did it is basically a point scoring system. So if you get the 20th draft pick right, you got 20 points. Well, it's if you got 15 with 16 and 16 was 15, you had those two mixed around. Well, you got 0 points when you could have had 31 had it went the other way.
Most of the people obviously had Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin, 1-2, and put that Ryan Tannehill at number 8 to Miami. And then it was back and forth. And our winner with a total of 69 points is Luke Brandt of Kearney. Luke Brandt of Kearney is the winner. Melanie Granger of Kearney is third. And then it looks like we may have had a tie here between Tommy Barron and Eric Barnacle, each with 45 points. Steve Heaster of Minden also in the top five. And Luke, among his many gifts, a Doug and Daddy t-shirt,
well,
free lunch for a year at Jersey's. We've got the mud flaps. That we were handing out, four sets of those that we're going to be handing out to our winners as well.
Yeah, Luke's bracket, of course, had the first two with Ryan Tannehill. Michael Floyd at 13, picked correctly. Dre Kirkpatrick at 17 and Nick Perry at 28. So those are the ones he had right, and he is the champion of this deal. Over 100 entries in this deal, so that was pretty good for the short time we put the deal together and had some fun with it. We'll reevaluate how we did it. Maybe do a top 10 next year. See how many people get correct. But when people thought Trent Richardson was going to go third, Matt Khalil going to go fourth, I mean, they, you know, when they flip-flop back and forth right there was one. And then when Dallas jumps up to pick up Claiborne and Tampa Bay was supposed to get him. I mean, there's just, there's just a lot of weird things that started happening. That trade deal really just threw a curveball. Once the trade started coming in, people liked who they want. Was there anybody that jumped up with Brandon Weeden to me last night? When you're looking at the draft, Cole McCoy is out. They're going to trade him or something.
Cleveland is starting to get into that mold of just not knowing what they're doing, I think. I mean, if your running back isn't any good and your quarterback isn't any good, maybe you need to start building on the line.
I don't, Doug, I'll be honest with you. I think that people thought going into last year and then the preseason games and whatnot that Cole McCoy was doing this and that and putting up these numbers in the preseason game. Then last year was a total bust. Now they probably had injuries. Everybody had injuries in the NFL. You'll get Brandon Weeden. I mean, that just tells you the direction the team's going. They don't have a lot of faith in Cole McCoy for one. To jump up and get Brandon Weeden especially. They're saying Brandon Weeden right now is a better quarterback than Cole McCoy. We think we can plug him in.
That's amazing how bad he got in 2 years. Well, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Jersey's. Marcel Jones is going to join us, former Husker, get his thoughts on the weekend of the NFL draft. Plus, later, Monty Henke is going to join us as well. So we'll take a break and be back with more from Jersey's right after this.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends May 31st, 2012. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details or to find a participating dealer.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, skies will be cloudy. We'll see showers and storms with southeast winds 15 to 30. Temperatures steady in the upper 50s. Tonight, we'll see showers and storms through the evening, then clearing skies, lows in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatreau. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the NFL draft now that it is here and moving along. We continue to catch up with some of the Huskers that are hoping to hear their name called. And there's a handful of them, Daddy, that are right. I don't remember as many. In the last decade, there's been a couple of times where there's four or five guys that could be sixth or seventh, could be free agent. And sometimes it's better to be a free agent, but you know what? It's still pretty cool to hear your name called.
Yeah, big sells. Marcells Jones, number 78, joins us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Marcells, thanks for making a little time in your day for us. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Marcell, what do you think? Is it better to hear your name called, or is it better to have an option going as a free agent?
I honestly, could care less either or. It would be nice, just to your name called on draft day. Everybody dreams of that as a little kid, at this time in their careers and stuff. But also having the opportunity to choose which team you would want to go to, to sign somewhere where you would actually, want to play and in your heart, that would be nice too. But at this point in time right now, I just hope I get a shot, whether that's free agency or draft.
Marcell, I find it interesting because you guys are all 20, 22, 23-year-old young men, and the criticism that's leveled on you. You go to the combine, you didn't bench press what you wanted to bench press as many times as you wanted to bench press. What happened there, and what do you say to the critics out there?
Yeah, you go out there, and it's a really stressful event. A lot of people don't really realize that the combine isn't just, one day you go out there and run and test the event. You're there for 4 days and it wears on you. It's early mornings and late nights and, there's a whole bunch of interviews and pricking and prodding in the hospital. I was a little fatigued going in. I didn't perform as well as I wanted to, but, I just honestly think you can't measure a player's heart by the number of reps he can do, and you can't measure the greatness of a player by how fast he can run a 40, So some football players are great, athletes in the weight room, but horrible athletes on the field. Some are great on the field and horrible in the weight room. It's how you play football. It's not how you perform in other areas. So that's all I can say to the critics. I believe I'm a good football player. That what my bench shows and what my 40 time shows is not, characteristic of what I am on the field.
Marcell Jones joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Former Husker offensive lineman, going to be suiting up for somebody in the NFL this summer, trying to make a team. And on the other side of that, Marcell, there's not as much testing. They can talk about the Wonderlic, but numerous times on the commissioner's honor roll, numerous times on the Brooke Berender citizenship team, academic all-conference multiple times. This tells me you're a pretty smart guy. Did you feel smart once you got out of that combine?
Well, I felt relieved once I got out of it. That's for sure. I guess I've always been, somewhat of an intelligent guy, and it helps on the field. The game is a lot more mental than people think, and just being able to do film study and learn your plays and all that stuff is really great. That's a key part to being a great player. And, I said, there's more than just the physical attributes, and I try to showcase that when I'm on the field.
Now, you can run down the negatives, but there's positives as well they always put out there to Marcell. And it says, surprisingly quick out of his stance with a smooth kick slide. As a junior, showed he could run Denver Broncos number 2 overall pick Von Miller wide of the pocket. That's pretty good right there, huh?
Yeah, I guess that is pretty good. I didn't realize that, but that's, I want to be a great pass setter. They make a lot of money in this league, and they have a long career, so that'd be great if I could just be a good pass setter in this league and a great run blocker.
Marcell, obviously the injury slowed down your career right when you were in great shape coming off that sophomore 11 starts, and then it took you a long time to get ready for 2010. Daddy would say, your body hasn't taken the abuse that you would have taken in those number of games. How are you feeling right now, and are there any concerns from that health status? Because obviously that's been put on a couple of reports as well.
You know, I feel great, and, you know, as for the whole health concerns and everything, I just, you know, I point to this year, you know, this year, yeah, I had a bad year my junior year, you know, with all the health concerns, but I thought I tried to put that to rest this year. You know, I didn't have any problems this year going into my season, my senior season. You know, I went out there, I played hard, I played all the games. You know, it was a grind, even switching conferences, playing a bigger, more physical conference. You know, I went through the grind. I didn't show any slow on my game. You know, I went out and performed at one of the highest levels since that sophomore season. So as for, you know, those trying to pick on me about, you know, injuries and all that stuff, just watch my game film this year and, you know, hopefully that'll be put to rest.
Marcel, you grew up in the Phoenix area. Are you a Cardinal fan? I mean, you grew up in Phoenix hoping to play for the Cardinals, or you got another pro team, or does it matter?
You know, it doesn't really matter, but I am a hometown kid back in Arizona, and, you know, playing for the Arizona Cardinals will be nice. You know, they got a great stadium. They've got great players on their team. You know, already a great coach in Ken Whisenhunt. And, you know, they're an up-and-coming franchise. I did grow up a Cardinals fan. You know, Leonard Davis used to play for the Cardinals. I watched him all the time. He was a big guard back in the day, and, you know, it would be nice to play there, but at the same time, you know, I'll take advantage of any opportunity anywhere.
Marcel Jones with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We talked to Jared Crick yesterday on the program. Marcel, you and Caputo and him have kind of been hanging out here, and a couple of others. I asked Crick, I said, how can you be friends with a couple of offensive linemen? And he said, because I dominated them all the time. They had to be my friend. And I thought
wow.
I thought
wow.
You might have a rebuttal.
That never happened.
what about the relationship you guys have had here since the end of the season, trying to, I guess, kind of have a buddy system going to get through all this together?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've been teammates for 4.5-5 years now, so we're all like brothers, and, you know, this is a pretty stressful time right now, so we're all going through the same thing, you know, and we're just trying to lean on each other for strength and support as much as we can during this tough time. And, you know, it's just fun to have, you know, your brothers with you through everything, and, you know, I'm so thankful to have both them, Jared Crick, who's my roommate, and Mike Caputo, who's, you know, so close to me, and, I'm just so thankful to have them during this whole process.
Marcel, you read the bio, and Doug brought up the Brooke Behringer citizenship team and the academic honor roll. There was something you decided a long time ago. Yeah, when you got to college, you weren't going to be a drinker and a partier. Talk about being a leader on the Nebraska football team, because I think very few of those guys can say that they don't have a beer or don't drink occasionally. You decided against that early and have stuck by that throughout the whole process.
Yeah, you know, I could never get into drinking or anything like that. And, you know, I think it's a good thing in my mind. You know, I don't judge anybody that, any of my teammates that go out and have a drink or anything, but I always know that, hey, you know, if you guys are going to have fun, just take my number down. I'm always the sober driver. I'm always, you know, the designated driver. I'll take you guys anywhere you want to go. I'll take you home. You know, I think you got to have that, especially in college, you know, because, you know, things happen. Just like, you know, my friend Alfonso, you know, the other day with all that stuff, you know, he probably got a little pissy and got a little, you know, made some bad decisions. You know, I wish he would have called me. I would have came over there and helped him. But, you know, as for being a leader in that way, you know, it's just, you know, you just got to stand up and be able to say no in certain times. And, you know, that's all I've been able to do for these past 4 years. And, you know, I've grown to love that.
I'll be honest, I wish I could say no more often than I probably do. Marcel, it's been great getting to know you. I know you're a quality young man just from the time I've had to spend with you. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend. Maybe we'll see if you're in the area.
All right, thank you.
Former Nebraska offensive lineman Marcel Jones with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Jerseys and Daddy on this Friday. You kind of hope Marcel's name will go tomorrow on that late draft. His grade looks to be ahead of Caputo's and well back from where Crick is. I have a feeling that he's going to get picked.
Well, I think because of his frame. You know, he's got a freakishly big, strong frame. I'm talking about the frame. I didn't say he could bench, you know, he bench pressed what he bench pressed. But he's 6'6" and 1/8" if they squash down that hair of his. He's listed as 6'7" everywhere. He's 326 pounds or something. He's a monster of a man, and I think teams are looking for a frame that size to put at the tackle position.
Again, Husker fans don't know these guys personally. You've got a chance talking to them a little bit more than I have, but you get to learn a little bit more about these guys when you see them outside of their uniform.
Well, you know, to run around with Nebraska football players and have the luxuries you're afforded as Nebraska football players and to be seen on that celebrity status that the Nebraska football players have, and then Rex Burkhead and Marcell Jones, and I'm sure there's been several others that have just said, I don't drink, or I don't want to drink, maybe in the future, whatever.
Or anything else that's could get you in some trouble.
Right. I'm just going to do the right thing, and I'll go out with my friends till late at night, and I'll do, you know, whatever. I'll give you a ride home, but I choose not to drink. That's a remarkable deal to go through being a Nebraska football player and saying no for 4 or 5 years of your college a lot of it's party life. I know it was probably way too much for me, and that's a decision that he made a long time ago, and good for him. And great, great quality young man.
And that's the maturation that you don't hear about in the NFL Combine, that they don't test maturation in the NFL Combine. Folks, you can see the weather not too good, and so tomorrow's demo day for Golf USA at Metal Arc Hills has been postponed. They're going to do that on Saturday, May the 12th. Same great name brand, same great folks from Golf USA, same spot on the range at Metal Arc Hills. But again, the demo days originally scheduled for tomorrow at Metal Arc Hills has been postponed. Golf USA has moved their demo days to Saturday, May the 12th. Join them then at Metal Arc Hills from 11 to 3.
We're going to come back to Jerseys with a lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come have lunch with us, Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. You know where it is, just across from the mall. Check us out, lunch, dinner. They've got great food and drink specials going on day and night.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Everything is better when you're eating a homegrown tomato. Builders in Kearney invite you to a tomato growing clinic this Saturday morning, April 28th at 10. Extension agent Ted Grease and tomato expert Mick Ross will be on hand to talk about tomato selection, cultural care, and common problems. Whether you're a complete novice or a tomato guru looking to increase your harvest, be sure to attend the free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10. Come early for the best view at Builders, where we do tomatoes best.
Builders does it best.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch. 3 bags are just $10. It holds its color all season long without fading. It's just one of the many special buys on spring essentials at the Home Depot, where you always get more spring per dollar. A beautiful garden that stays that way starts with 3 bags of Scott's Earth Grow Mulch for only $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just put oil on sale. Oh, no. We bring mind-blowing value every day. Right now, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Peak conventional motor oil with filter for just $9.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. That's an oil change special for less than $10. Mind blown. Budget not blown. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate oil price $14.99. Void where prohibited.
It's Friday Night Football this week when the Nebraska Danger welcome in the Everett Raptors in professional indoor football at the Heartland Event Center. Besides the hard-hitting action on the field, you'll also get to meet Tony the Tiger, the Nesquik Bunny, Chester Cheetah, and an M&M. Football, family fun, and Fridays, they just go together. Get your tickets at the box office or any area pump and pantry, and visit NebraskaDanger.com for the latest info. The Nebraska Danger, the place will be rocking this Friday night. See ya at the game.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Come on up and join us for lunch. Congratulating Luke Brandt of Kearney. He is the winner of our Jersey's NFL Draft Contest. Milena of Kearney, second. Eric and Tommy tied for third. You'll be getting JTM Husker Mud Flaps. Of course, the winner here is picking up Luke, not just the T-shirt and the mud flaps, but lunch every week for a year here at Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill.
Plus, they got a great happy hour. Goes on late night happy hour, 9 to 11 Monday through Thursday. Regular happy hour, 4 to 6 Monday through Friday. Daily lunch specials under $6. Plus, they've got the Jersey's Golf Tournament coming up that first of June at Metal Arc Hills. Four-man scramble, 1 o'clock shotgun start, sign-up sheets at Jersey. Stop up, get your team involved with the Jersey's Golf Scramble. Four-man scramble, June 1st, Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill.
Always fun, and of course, always picking out something that we wouldn't think about. Irish Ken says, morning, boys. I watched some of the first round of the NFL draft, and I think the Chiefs had the best pick as far as hairdo. Really? Did you see that guy? I wonder what planet he came from. He reminded me of a guy I saw on Star Trek. That hairdo had to cost him $500. Irish Ken. He's talking about Don Terry Poe of Memphis, who was taken by the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, I don't know if you call that a weave, but it was special, and it took more than 5 minutes to get that baby ready.
Well, special may be the right word. The Chiefs hope he's special up on the offensive front, on the defensive front for them. Should wreak some havoc and be a run stopper.
We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Coming up on Monday, not only a recap of the draft, but we're going to be talking with Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach. They wrap up practice over the weekend. And also we'll be talking with Tim Elliott, who has moved from the RFA. He had both fights Kearney the last 6 months, and then he's signed on with UFC.
Yeah, UFC. He's going to fly on Tuesday to East Rutherford, New Jersey, live on Fox May 5th. The free UFC deal. Tim Elliott will be fighting, and we're going to talk to him about that. It's a great opportunity for a young man. And if he'd happen to win on Friday night, you know, he'd be a huge underdog. If he'd happen to win, you're about one or two fights away from a title fight at the UFC level. And Tim, I don't need to remind you of this, but that's when the big bucks roll in.
Well, I hope that's when we start seeing things going on. And that's also the day of the Mayweather fight. So that May 5th is going to be a big, big day when it comes to UFC, boxing, and things like that. Daddy, also one other thing that I think we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up a horrible tragedy at Doan University this week involving some kids that we got to see play football at the high school level, not only from Elwood but from Juanita Palisade. And, again, it's just one of those, I don't want to say it's just one of those things. It happens from time to time. It was a freak accident. Unfortunately, it was a college party, and that's how things will be looked at here. Kids ramrod the truck around, six or seven kids in the back of a truck, and unfortunately, the young man, Cody Fanning, got thrown from the truck and was tragically killed this week at Dome.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was right down the street from the football field where these kids were being student-athletes and fell out of the pickup. You could probably do that 100 times, and only one time you come up dead from the deal. I mean, whatever happened, he separated his shoulder, broke a collarbone or something. Well, it wasn't what happened. He died, and it's a terrible deal. And from Cody Barnes is a kid from, you can pick up any newspaper, it's not a secret. Cody Barnes is a kid from Elwood. From what we understand, you'll never find a better young man, a nicer young man, more hardworking young man. And no one has a negative thing to say about him. It's just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
And Coach Franzen and the crew now have to find a way to overcome that. And they just had an outstanding football season. Now they will have this that will be unfortunately hanging over them, and every time they take the football field, this will be a young kid they're thinking about.
Yeah, it's going to be. This deal's going to linger on for a long time. Be heavy hearts felt and done for a long time.
Well, if the weather can hold up tomorrow, we're going to see some good racing at Fauner Park in the annual Bosselman Gus Fauner, the biggest race every year in Nebraska now, Daddy.
Yeah, Monty Hinkey joins us. He's a leader of Seven Arm Stable, and he's got the horse coming out of the three-hole in surplus. Monty, how are you this morning?
Good, buddy. How you guys doing?
Well, glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. You see, I got to ask you right away, you see this weather, how's that going to affect the Bosselman and specifically your horse?
Well, I think you'll see is anytime surfaces make a big difference in a horse race, and I think with the mud coming. I'm hoping that actually happens because we're bred to run on the mud, and I think it's going to hurt a couple other horses that I think are going to be competitive.
Marty, talk about going out and finding this horse surplus on the West Coast and how that comes about. You were looking for a starter in this race. You went out and specifically found this horse for this race. How do you start that process?
Well, you spend a lot of money on the internet. You watch a lot of horses, watch a lot of races. You compare horses, what they've been running against. This horse had been running against Holiday Road, Mega Heat, which just both of them just ran in a Grade One, and he competed with them. So I figured he was well worth the $40,000.
Now, this is something, Monty, this horse has never run on a dirt surface, right? He's run on synthetic track, he's run on turf. Any concern there?
No, In Excess, his sire, was an excellent dirt horse and actually failed on the turf, and so this kind of got the mama's breeding and ran good on the turf. Out there, there's not a lot of dirt surfaces to try. He's been loving the fawner surface. He's been here for about a week and a half, and we see no troubles with it.
Monty Hankey with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are at Jersey's today. Monty, of course, is at Fawner Park getting ready for the Bosselman Gus Fawner tomorrow. What do you think about the field overall?
I think, to be honest with you, I watch this race a lot. I know the Bosselman family real good. I've been trying to win it for multiple years. This is probably one of their best years. I know when I brought Rub in about 2003, that was with Miner's Mark, and they brought horses from all over, from fairgrounds or whatever, and I think this is as classy as fields they've ever had.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Having some difficulties with our connection here with the guys from Jersey's. Go ahead, and Monty Hankey with us here from Fawner Park. Go ahead and just preview the race here for us, Monty, if you could.
Well, I think you're going to see there's not a ton of speed in the race. I think we're going to be probably on the front end along with Shadow Be Dancing. I think Deputy Sparks, the two, I think their best chance is to go to the front end, and it's going to hopefully not set up for the rest of them. I'm hoping it's a speed favoring track in the mud. You know the nuts will be tough if it rains. He's a local horse. You've got, you know, Wild Jacob of Stanley Mankins. If he comes back into his three-year-old campaign, he'll be awfully tough. 10th Power, that horse is like 7 of 13 at Fawner Park, so he loves the track. And if Asmussen brings Soul Warrior, I mean, that's just a pure class horse. I mean, he's run off over 600,000. So I think there's a couple in there that could be awfully tough horse to beat. I just hope everyone's saying the same thing about us.
Monty, we apologize for the delay. We've been just an absolute deluge of rain here in Kearney when we've had you on. When you're looking at this race, maybe a little bit differently this year because of the loss of Chuck Bosselman, who meant so much to this race. Monty, your thoughts about him and what he meant to this race?
Well, I grew up with the Bosselman family, and actually the Bosselman family helped our company, Jerry Sheet Metal, grow a lot from the pump and pantry era to the truck stops. Chuck was just a great human being. Everybody loved him. He was good for the community. Fred Sr., his dad, was kind of pretty much a grandpa. I have one of my dad's best friends. It's just neat that these guys do what they do in this town along with multiple other people, and they need to be thanked a lot for what they've done for our community, not only for horse racing.
And, Monty, we've had a lot of people on here over the last couple of weeks with what was going on at the legislature and trying to keep horse racing just alive in the state of Nebraska, this being the biggest race that there is. Just your thoughts of where the state of horse racing is right now.
Well, I'd like to have a one-on-one with Governor Heineman, to be honest with you. That was a bad situation. They don't understand what horse racing in Nebraska, as far as the ag community and stuff, does for money and generates money throughout the area, and how much Fawner Park and Lincoln State Fair and Columbus and all those guys do. If you lose horse racing in Nebraska, I mean, you're going to lose a lot more than just people. You're losing a lot of jobs, but you're losing a lot of income and a lot of tax money, and I don't think a lot of those people understood that.
Monty, thanks so much for the time today. Best of luck tomorrow. Go get some of that Bosselman money.
Okay, I appreciate the time, guys.
Thanks, Monty. Monty Hankey, owner of the three-horse surplus tomorrow. at the Bossman and Daddy. We've had a chance to get the sheet, the Daily Racing Form sheet out, survey it a little bit, look at some of the performances. You've got a couple of horses in there that have done okay, but they're taking such a step up in class. As he mentioned, in 10th Power in the 9 slot, and Deputy Sparks, who's been running some $5,000 claiming, he's done great in those. And if you have a really weird race tomorrow, those, especially that 2, is probably going to be one of the long shots on the board, but it shows some promise. You've got a ton of horses that want to get to the lead. Half the field by the first turn is going to be out of this race, aren't they?
Well, you got to think so, and you bring up the horse from Ransom Roberto, was one of the ones Steve Anderson was telling us about. You know, you talk about the $50,000 variety. You know, this is another step up to $75,000. He's won at the $50,000 deal, but he can't do it at the $75,000 level. We'll wait and see, and certainly I think it throws more horses into the mix with what the weather's doing out there.
Well, who do you like?
Give me Surplus. I'll go with the local guys. I'll cheer for Surplus.
Well, I like there's a couple of certain things I always look at when you go to Fauner Park, and I like Shadow Be Dancing, the number one horse, but it's got to get out of the gate. It's got to get out front. It likes to go wire to wire. If it doesn't bust well, probably a good chance that it's going to be in trouble. And again, if the race course, the racetrack is not good, you start splattering mud in the faces of these horses and jockeys that are not used to being in the back, and they're just going to be done. The first three horses could be a long way away, and as Steve Anderson said yesterday, the Nuts is one of the few horses that will come from off the pace and does like a muddy track.
Yeah, I think that's what they waited. And Steve Hall sitting over there licking his chops saying, you know, this throws us right into contention. You've got the one, I've got the three. Lunch on that for next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
Obviously, one of the great events to be held today, the Ord track meet. It has been canceled because of the weather. So once again, I will put in my request to get the gold medal in the pole vault from the 2012 Ord track meet.
Oh, that would be good. I'll take the triple jump.
It's
one.
Not like you can take them back. It says 2012 on it. I mean, you can't use them next year. We can't make it up. I mean, we're going into districts and conference districts and state. That's the next 3 weeks for most of these teams.
I want the 2 mile and I want the triple jump. I think that's only fair.
Well, let's make our NBA picks here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One thing that this rain will do is it'll keep your T&L irrigation system quiet maybe for a day or two, but when it does dry up and when you are ready to make some money in your field, farmers who use hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation systems are continuing to improve their land use and water application efficiency. Their hydrostatic power delivers smooth, even water distribution by eliminating the uneven spoking pattern common to electrically powered pivot systems. They'll show you the GPS. The pictures don't lie, Daddy. T&L, discover the difference today and find out how T&L irrigation systems can be easier on you for a lifetime. See your local T&L dealer or visit their website, TLIRR.com. T&L irrigation system, proven technology that works. Let's get into the NBA playoffs. Let's go to the Eastern Conference. I don't know anybody that would take Philadelphia to beat Chicago. I am going to take Atlanta to get by Boston. You mentioned the injured Orlando Magic, so I'll take Indiana, and then I've got Miami. Anything different for you?
Yeah, I'll take Boston over Atlanta, and that's our only difference.
Eastern Conference Finals, let's give the fans what they want to see. The top 2 seeds, the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat.
That's exactly what they're going to get. They're just better than these other teams. I can't see anybody else advancing there, really.
Western Conference, how's the first round look for you?
I've got San Antonio, and then I got Memphis defeating the Clippers. Memphis has been on a tear. They're a good basketball team. I will take Memphis, and I'll take the Lakers over the Nuggets. They seem to be able to take care of the Nuggets. And then Oklahoma City is where they meet up with Ron Artest back.
I was going to say, I would think Oklahoma City against Dallas, that would be kind of a scary matchup. I think there's some other matchups Oklahoma City would rather see. I'm going to take the Clippers. I guess that's the only difference. I've got the Clippers, the Lakers, Oklahoma City, and San Antonio advancing on. And then the Clippers still young enough. I'll take the Spurs and Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Final.
Okay, I'm going to try and be a little bit different in that final. I'm going to take San Antonio. Everybody's wanted Westbrook and Durant. Westbrook and Durant. I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm gonna take the Spurs. I mean, I'm just gonna be a little bit different than everybody else. I'm gonna take San Antonio facing Miami, and with Miami and LeBron getting a ring.
I concur. Only I'm taking Oklahoma City to beat San Antonio, which is just a little bit of an upset, and it's so we can be a little bit different from you. I'm going to take Miami. They don't have to be the best the first 66 games of the year. They've got to be the best in the months of May and June.
Yeah, you're exactly right. These teams, you know what, I think L.A., you know, and Oklahoma City is going to be a great series. They proved that last week, but they got to get our test back and be ready to go for that.
Well, the NHL playoffs, which we also have lunch on here at Jersey's, you could still have a perfect final. I can't. I can't. I don't have anybody. I've got New York getting into the next round and Nashville, and then I'm done. You've got the Rangers beating the Blues in the finals, so they're both still alive.
Well, you probably got lucky with the Rangers advancing 2-1, and Ottawa had a bunch of chances last night to tie that thing up and have a chance then, but they just couldn't get it done.
Well, come on up. Join us for jerseys. If you can't do it for lunch today, of course, there are many other opportunities over the weekend to come up and enjoy the great specials here at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill in Kearney, top of the hill.
Also, a regular happy hour, 4 to 6 at Jersey's. Plus, that golf tournament, June 1st. Come up to Jersey, sign up today, Jersey Sports Bar and Grill.
Daddy, also here in the last couple of hours, they have released the names for those that will be competing in the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, which is in Grand Island, Saturday, June 9th at 1 o'clock. And the coaches on the west, Jason Fink of Ralston, along with Ed Schaaf of Broken Bow, Derry Trampy of Ord, and Andrew Christinger of Elwood. Some of the area kids to compete, Seth Mills of Kearney, Christian Berry of Adams Central, Andrew Reedy of Grand Island, Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst, Blake Fruchtel out of Northwest, Wyatt Shockey of Amherst, Brett Mahler of Sergeant Burwell, and Mike Schaaf is going to compete in that. So that's kind of cool to see that Schaaf is going to be competing in the wrestling as well the week after the Shrine Bowl. The coaches from the East, Todd Porter of Bellevue East, Aaron Groff of Boys Town, Matt Kofel of Malcolm, and Dean Boyer out of Plainview, Connor Bowling of Central City, Derek Bailey of Sutton are wrestling from the listening area. Those are the only two on the East team.
Well, a lot of area kids getting involved in that. Interesting when you got a kid going to play football at college that he come back and wrestle. But if Mike Schaaf wants to do it, good for him and good for the coaches allowing him to do that and showcase his talent one more time.
All right, buddy. Anything else we want to talk about today, or should we go have some jerseys lunch?
We're going to have some jerseys lunch, but I want to relay this message from Steve Anderson at Fauna Park. Says it's on for now. The race is this afternoon. So that is the latest from Fauna Park.
Post time set for 3 o'clock this afternoon at Fauner Park. Still, the races are on at this moment. And then 1:30 tomorrow, of course, with the Bosselman getting to go right around 5 o'clock. So, Jeff, let's get on out of here, wrap things up for this Doug and Daddy show. I want to thank the crew here at Jerseys for having us up and being the sponsor of our NFL Draft Pick'em Contest. And congratulations to all the winners for our Pick'em Contest. Luke bringing home the championship. And I guess we'll have to come up here and see him every week for his free lunch.
Yeah, if he gets his for free, he'll probably buy us ours. So that's great. Congratulations, Luke. You're the best in all the land.
Also want to thank Monty Hankey, owner of Surplus Running in the Bosselman, for joining us today. Marcel Jones, former Husker, also joining us on the program today. Coming up Monday, Tony Harper, head coach at Hastings College. Tim Elliott, who has moved on, MMA fighter. Now he's with the UFC. And, of course, a recap of the weekend in sports and where the Huskers went in the draft. We will see you Monday. Thanks to the whole entire gang here at Jersey's. Come up and join us for lunch or anytime this weekend at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Have a good weekend, Daddy.
Hey, have a great weekend. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.